listening to WMUC-FM College Park. I'm Europa, and this is Dumbest Girl Alive. And I was running a little late tonight, trying to finish an assignment I had, but I'm here now. I'm set up, and I'm ready to go. Tonight, I was going to focus on local, Baltimore and D.C., women in punk. Obviously, this kind of, extended to some other genres, but that is what I was kind of focusing on, mostly, the DIY scene, but I also threw in some bigger bands because this was kind of hard to put together. I'm going to be honest, I don't see a lot of female-led punk bands in the scene. I mean, there's definitely some really good, big ones, but let's who wants to start a band? Let's do some more. I am going to start with, I feel like, what is one of the most popular female punk bands from Baltimore. We're going to start with War on Women. We're going to hear the song Swagger. I actually got to see War on Women recently. They were very good live. I definitely recommend it. After that, we're going to hear Primitive Desires by Jive Bomb. This is a bit, more hardcore. Also, incredible live. And then we're going to hear I'm Not Crying, You're Crying by Pink Shift. I have not gotten to see Pink Shift. I wanted to see them. Unfortunately, the day they were playing, I was, on a plane. So, missed out on that. But I think we're trying to get them booked at the radio station for a third rail show, possibly. Maybe I don't write that down, but, maybe next semester. That would be insane. Really fun. So, this will give you a little introduction to them. I hope you enjoy this first set. We'll be right back. All right, guys. Sorry, I had a little bit of technical difficulties through that last song, but you just heard "I'm Not Crying, You're Crying" by Pink Shift. Before that was "Primitive Desires" by Jive Bomb and "Swagger" by War on Women. oh my goodness! I forgot to say when I started my show, Happy Earth Day! It's Earth Day. That's super exciting. Did you guys do anything? Did you guys do anything to celebrate? Let me know. I feel like it's been a really weird week for me so far. Been dealing with a lot of stress from school, and I've been dealing with a lot of stress from personal things. So, you know, that's been a lot. I've kind of lost my thought where I was going with this. I was going to tie it back into this music somehow. I think just coming here and doing my show has been such a therapeutic activity for me, because it's honestly just like a place I can come, I can play my music, and I can chat with y'all, and it's just very nice. It's very calm. And I hope you guys are enjoying the music. I'm going to play another bigger artist from DC. We're going to hear Priest and Breeding. Then we're going to go into some more smaller artists. We're going to hear "Never Gonna Make It" by Chas Monroe. Personal connection to Chas Monroe. They're one of my best friend's cousins. So that's really silly, because I saw them in concert before I had met my friend. So weird. Smaltimore, definitely. And then we're going to hear "Good Try" by Macintosh. This is a DC band, or I guess Prince George's MoCo County band. Maybe check me on that. But yeah, I got to meet Macintosh at a show in College Park, and they were super nice, super cool people. They should definitely come on Third Rail sometime. I think we should try to get them. But yeah, let's go into the set.
Yeah. gonna make it, no, I'm never gonna make it, no. I'm never gonna make it, no, I'm never gonna make it, no.
Pick it up!
Girls are not impressed.
So, goodbye.
you just heard Good Try by McIntosh. Before that, it was Never Gonna Make It by Jasmine Rowe and Breeding by Priest. And I think for that last song by McIntosh, I believe they just won an award, like a local award, for, I'm not sure if it was a song or they're a band, but huge congrats to them. I just saw that on their Instagram, so it's pretty cool. Yeah, also, like, as you guys know, I, at least as many of you might know, I definitely have more associate in the, like, Baltimore punk scene than the DC one. Just how I grew up. So I've been trying to be more in touch with the DC one. And I'm looking for more, like, band recommendations of DC punk bands and any shows coming up, because that is something I definitely want to get into more. So if you do have any suggestions, let me know on at @WMCGirlLiveWMC on Instagram. And I did also ask for band suggestions for this show. Unfortunately, didn't really get any. I don't know, maybe that's a signifier that you guys need to get to more shows. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna call anyone out. Oh, the other thing I was gonna say on that is some of these bands, like, I had, like, bands in mind that I've seen and that I've, like, known about, and then I can't find any of their music that's been, like, recorded, and then I can't play it on the show, and it's really disappointing because there are bands that I really like that I'm not able to play because of that. So that is no hate to bands, because, like, I know it's definitely hard to get, like, stuff recorded and put out there, especially when you're just starting out. But that also means that it's important to go to shows so you can hear these songs that might not be online, but that are still really good. So yeah, I just wanted to put that disclaimer out there. This playlist, like, isn't as full as I wanted it to be, like, as a result of that. So we're gonna see if we fill the time tonight, honestly. Hopefully we do. I'm gonna go into the next set, though. First, we're gonna hear Society for Cutting Up Misogynists by Scum. Scum is also a personal connection for me. Shout out Scum. This is definitely my favorite song by them, but I know it's one of the older ones and they have new releases. I just feel like it's such a good grab to, like, get people into them, and I just wanted to play it again, so I haven't played it in a long time. Then we're gonna hear Muscles, we're gonna hear Carpenter by Muscle. Muscle is another one of those bands where it's just, they have, like, such insane stage presence. The lead singer, like, really, like, she, like, definitely is, like, a force, and it really, like, brings you in to the concert. Like, you want to move around, you want to get, like, in the pit, you want to dance, you want to get intense, and that's, like, really powerful to have as a band member. So they are insane live. And I believe this song is one of their new releases. And then we're going to hear Blowfly Girl by Flesh Terror. Also, another note on these bands. They're all, of the three of these bands, are Baltimore bands. I thought they fit well together. So, yeah, here's the set.
If scum ever marches, it'll be over the president's stupid, sickening face. If scum ever strikes, it'll be in the dark and with a 6-inch blade.
Bye. good deal.
Ah, no!
Hey, you guys just heard Blowfly Girl by Flesh Terror. Before that, it was Carpenter by Muscle and Society for Cutting Up Misogynists by Scum. Also, messed up before, I did say Flesh Terror was from Baltimore. They're actually from Pennsylvania. And I apologize for that. I've literally only seen them play at Baltimore shows. So, you know, we'll count them honorarily. Yeah. Next up, we're gonna hear Animus by Mondre. I recently heard Mondre is breaking up. That's really sad. I hope I had that right. But yeah, that's really sad if true. They've been like pretty prominent in the scene for a while now. I think like the past 3 years. It definitely called a lot of like younger people into the punk scene, which is really cool. Even though they are more of like a screamo band. But yeah, big news from them. Then we're gonna hear Pig by Ragdolls. I haven't actually seen, this is like the first band on this list that I haven't seen. But very talented nonetheless. And then we're gonna hear To Feel It Like I Exist by Ren Riot. Ren Riot also played at Third Rail last semester, and they were crazy to see live. They were so good and such nice people. Also, I don't know if you can hear right now in the live room, there is like a band practicing that's going so crazy right now. Whoever they are, shout out to them. They sound really good. But yeah, let's get into that set.
because of life above your head. There's so much stench.
You think you're innocent?
You're responsible and unethical and pathetic. Yeah. Reckless and restless, possessive.
You just heard To Feel Like I Exist by Ren Riot. Before that was Pig by Ragdolls and Animus by Mondry. And I am pretty happy with tonight's show. I feel like we covered a lot of ground, like a lot of subgenres. We got some hardcore in there. We got some screamo. We got some Riot Girl. We got some like more grungy rock. I hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. I do have one more song and I'm super happy because I had the perfect length playlist. I guess I talked a lot tonight. I feel like I have a lot more to say about local artists because I feel more connected to them. Definitely get involved in your local scene. It's super important and it's super fun, obviously. I do have a little quick shout out for one of my recently trained DJs who just got her show. It's going to be this Friday at 10 p.m. The show is Remixing Reggaeton. And the first episode is going to be about Karol G and how she did as Coachella's first Latina headliner. So honestly, super proud of her, and that's super exciting. Definitely check her out if you have the time. And also, stay tuned for the show after mine, Noisy Neighbors. They are also playing local music, so if you want to have a fully like local music kind of night, you're in the right place, and stay tuned for that. But yeah, I'm just gonna play a little PSA. Sorry. And then we'll play our last song of the night, which is Sidewinder by Anamite. Anamite. Thanks for tuning into Dumbest Girl Live.
From all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.